Hi, this is Alana from Sauk Hill. I'm the host of There There on WGXC Acra, Hudson, and Catskill. Radio for open ears.
Saturday, April 2nd, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC, including at 10 a.m. It's time to turn on the news with a slap in the face of democracy this week. Joshua Fried is live with Radio Wonderland at 10:30 a.m. 1 p.m. on the In My Room radio show, Natural Information Society, Olivia Block and Anna Klein are among the featured artists. Then we hear Aki Anda's Namjoon's Spirit Was Speaking to Me from the 2022 Toronto Biennale on the Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. At 6 p.m. on the Framework show, Jimmy Wilson is the composer this week working with Field Recordings. And then Lara Kuhn talks with Robert Warby on All Things Cage at 7 p.m. Sahara Hogan Trio, Aziza Brahman, and Thomas Mafumo are among the featured artists on the Afrosonic Taxi Show at 8 p.m. on the radio. Matthew Himes and Jason Millard are featured on the Foxy Podcast at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite, revolution.
Bawu sempe inaya. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia, and I'm also from Hudson, and I'm 8 years old.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Bookish things.
And we're generally joined by our friends Georgia and Amelia and Mashuda and Jada. But this week, for the first time I think ever, it's just me and Fatia. We have the airwaves to ourselves. Woo! So we're going to talk about some books and bookish things today. I'm excited to hear what Fatia has to share with us.
I actually like forgot to staple these, so I'm just gonna have to go rely on this.
So it's a deconstructed book, or I guess not deconstructed, it's non-constructed. It hasn't been constructed yet. When did you first start making your own books, Fatia? Do you remember?
When I was 3 years old.
Do you remember what your first book was about?
No.
Do you think it was about rainbows? You're a big fan of rainbows. So what's this book about?
This book is about The Last Family Part 2. Hmm. And like mostly about other authors. I just put a sticky note that says this book belongs to two of them. Hmm. Once upon a time, there were some twins that were patricians and plebeians and slaves. The patricians were wealthy, powerful, even though they were the smallest group. The plebeian could earn a little of money, but they could never become like patricians. The slaves were taken away from their home. Plebeians and patricians earned slaves to do the work for them. The end. This was just a very short book because I only know that much about this. Like, that was the only thing I knew about The Last Family. And the plebeians, slaves, and patricians were actually a family.
Huh. Where did you learn about them?
I learned about them at school. So I decided when I came home from school one day, I wrote about that book. It was pretty fun.
Did you draw pictures for it as well?
Yeah. Oh, tons of them.
Tons of them.
Yeah. This is the family. Some are like very greedy.
It's too bad that our radio listeners can't see it because they're very cool illustrations, but they'll have to use their imagination. You have a lot of imagination that you put to use when writing your books. Where do you normally get the inspiration for your books? I know this one you got inspiration from school. Where else do you get inspiration?
I just get inspiration from my own imagination.
It's a good place to get it. And do you normally start writing the words or doing the pictures, or do you do it sort of all at the same time?
I sort of do it at the same time.
So you kind of start at the beginning and work your way through the book, doing the pictures and the words, whichever comes first naturally. That's cool. Have you ever done a book with somebody else? Because you know how sometimes books with illustrations, somebody does the illustrations and somebody writes the words. And they're not the same person.
That never happens to me, but actually me and my sister wrote the book at the same time. But we like got mixed up with all the words, so both of us actually, when like one of us did the illustration, one of us did the pictures, and one of us did the writings, then we swap.
That sounds really fun. I like that kind of activity.
It was pretty fun. Me and Mashuda were like surprised. Because of that, we actually thought one person was going to do the writing and the other person was going to draw the pictures. So I decided my sister would have done it. So I actually tried to draw the pictures, but after that we like forgot to do the cover, so we did the cover together, and like it had so much stars on it.
That's nice. There's a story writing activity that I enjoy doing with other people, although I haven't done it in a long time, but it might be fun for you and Mashuda to do, where, or for our listeners to do, where you take turns writing sentences for a story. So somebody will start off the story and then they pass it to somebody and then they pick up, and you can either alternate sentences or paragraphs or however you want, but it's pretty fun to do. And if I can find it, I will share audio that I recorded once of a story that I wrote with a tween that I was doing some childcare for one summer long ago. And we recorded the audio, but I don't know if I know where it is. So maybe you will hear it later. But thank you for sharing your book. I always love seeing Fatia books. It's one of the perks of being a Bound by Books radio co-host, is that you get to both hear and see Fatia's artwork and her stories. And hopefully someday we'll have one of your books in the library. That would be pretty cool.
Probably gonna bring one of my books in the library soon.
Nice. That'd be fun. We could share it with people that come to visit. So I'm going to share a book that I read recently, and it is a book that I can't believe I never read. It was originally published in 1968, so long before I was born, and I knew about it my whole life, as far as I can remember, as far back as I can remember, at least. And I know so many people that loved it, and it won awards, and I just never read it, which is silly. But recently, my mom and my niece have been reading books together. My mom lives in New Hampshire and my niece is living in Abu Dhabi. And so they're very far apart, but in the morning for my mom and in the evening for my niece, they get together and they read a chapter book together. And they've been making their way through all these books. And one of the books they read most recently is this book, and I decided to read it with them. And it is called From the Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler by E.L. Konigsberg. And so again, it was written way back in 1968, and it won the, well, actually, that was when it was, and maybe it was actually written before that, because it won the Newbery Medal in 1968, but I don't know when it was first published. It may have been the year before. But anyways, around that time, and it won the Newbery Medal, and it's well regarded as one of the best YA or middle grade books of all time. And it's about a young girl named Claudia who decides that she wants to run away. And she plans out her running away very carefully. She chooses which of her brothers makes the most sense to bring with her, because she doesn't want to run away by herself. She wants to run away with somebody. And so she picks her brother Jamie, in part because he's good with money. And so one day they take off from their home in Connecticut and take the train into New York City and go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and they figure out how to live in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, how to be sneaky and be able to spend the night there. And then while they're there, at some point they come across a statue that is so beautiful, and there's a mystery around the statue that Claudia is determined to solve the mystery of the statue. And the former owner of the statue is Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. So that's why the title is From the Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. So she's part of the mystery around this statue. But it's really fun. And I think it holds up pretty well, even though many years have passed since it was published. There's a few things that stand out, like the cost of things is very different. I forget how much things cost, but like the train ticket from Connecticut to New York City is very inexpensive, like less than a dollar, I think. And at one point they go out to get food from an automat, which automats are not very common anymore, but once were. And there's a couple words that are used that are not commonly used. Like the word boodle gets used several times in the story. And I thought the word was actually quite charming, but I've never used the word boodle in my life. So aside from that, though, I feel like it's really fun and it's written really well and it's really funny at times and touching at times and like just a great book. Highly suggest it if, like me, you somehow never read this book. So yeah, that's from The Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler by E.L. Konigsberg. A real classic. But yeah, so that's my most recent middle grade read. A book that I'm going to be reading soon and I want to tell our listeners about is a book called The Kaya Girl, which is by the author Mamle Wolo. And Mamle Wolo is an award-winning Ghanaian German author who will be visiting the Hudson Area Library this month to share a live reading and discussion of this novel, which is a middle grade novel. It's geared towards ages 8 to 12. And so the book isn't out just yet, but she's going to be doing a reading from it and she's here to answer questions. So someone like Fatia, who's an aspiring author perhaps, might have some questions about how to work on your writing and keep improving and get published. But I'll read the description for the book so that people can get an idea about what the book's about. So it says, in a bustling market in Ghana's capital city, the lives of two very different girls collide. Neither of them will ever be the same. Abina is spending her summer vacation working at her auntie's shop in Makola Market, a place she and her wealthy friends would typically never go. She would sooner be found at the mall. Faiza is a Muslim migrant worker from the north who makes her living in the market as a porter, carrying goods in a bowl balanced on her head. When the two girls meet, they forge an unlikely and powerful friendship. So different in their experiences, each opens the door to an unseen world for the other and is forever changed by what they discover. Playing out against an eye-opening backdrop of wealth and poverty, the story of these two teenagers vibrates with unforgettable characters, crossing the chasms of difference that divide us and celebrating the deeper truths that bring the best of friends together. And so the author of that book, The Kaya Girl, her name is Mamle Wolo, and she will be here at the library on Monday, April 11th from 5 to 6 p.m. And yeah, everyone is welcome to join. We're presenting this event in collaboration with our friends at the Hudson Little Free Libraries. We're grateful for their collaboration. But yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out at youth@hudsonarealibrary.org, or you can call 518-828-1792, extension 101. We hope to see all of our young readers there to hear more about this book and get a little sneak peek at the novel that will be released soon.
I really like that book.
Yeah, you want to read that book?
Even though I never read that book, I still like it.
You think it sounds really good? Maybe you can come to the event and you can hear from the author, get a sneak peek of the story. That'd be fun. I love author events. I think it's really fascinating hearing from authors about their writing process and the research that goes into books and what inspires them and all of the feedback that they have for young writers. Even though I have no interest in ever writing a book, I still really enjoy hearing from authors about that. It's fun to think about like how the book that ends up in your hands and like the story that you get to enjoy, how those come together. And I think it's cool that the book's set in Ghana as well. I feel like I haven't read too many books set there, but it's a country I've heard lovely things about. Like, cool. So that's, the book is The Kaya Girl by Mamle Wolo, and the author will be here at the library on Monday, April 11th. So if you're interested, you can check out the library website for more information, hudsonarealibrary.org, or email youth@hudsonarealibrary.org for more info. You can also email youth@hudsonarealibrary.org if you're interested in joining Bound by Books. We're always welcoming new members to our Bound by Books radio crew. We broadcast every week on WGXE, and I've been doing so for 11 years. And we love having new youth join us so that we can hear from all sorts of different people about what they like to read or what they like to write. And it's really fun. So if you're interested in joining us to talk about some books on the radio, you don't even have to join forever. You could just join as a special guest maybe sometime and tell us what you're reading. But if you're anywhere between the ages of 8 and 18, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. So contact youth@hudsonarealibrary.org or 518-828-1792, extension 101. We also love talking with people on the radio or to people on the radio. So we're also very grateful for all the listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in. We're almost out of time, but before we go, do you have anything else that you want to share, Fatia? Anything you're excited about for this week or coming up?
I'm really excited for summer vacation.
You have a little time to wait before then, but but it's still good to get excited early. Do you have anything planned for the summer? Anything you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to make tons of books.
Excellent plan. I also look forward to reading tons of books in the summer, although I look forward to reading tons of books all the time. I'm trying to think what I'm most excited for in the coming week. We have a lot of stuff going on at the library, so it's really fun having so many different people come to the library for so many different programs. It's really great seeing people, especially after being a little bit slower on the in-person visits during the past couple of years due to COVID. We're really picking up now, and it's great to see people in the library. And I also get to see my mom soon. I get to go visit her, so that'll be really fun. I look forward to that. Maybe I can do the story hour with her in person that she does with my niece. That would be fun. My mom always jokes with me how my sister used to let my mom read to her for a long time, like, you know, until she was much older than I did. Apparently, once I learned how to read, I didn't want to be read to anymore. I just wanted to read books myself. And I started reading at a pretty young age. So she didn't get to read a lot of chapter books with me that she got to read with my sister. But now I love being read to. I think it's really fun. I listen to audiobooks all the time. I love when my mom reads to me. I love when my husband reads to me. I love when kids read to me. Can't get enough of it. So I don't know. I guess I was just an independent reader when I was little. But anyways, I'm excited to see my mom, and maybe she'll read me some stuff. Oh, and another thing that I'm excited about that I think ties in more with your summer reading, because I think it's in summer that this is happening, but there's a new Marvel series coming out, I believe on Disney Plus, that is Ms. Marvel, which is based on the comic book superhero Ms. Marvel. And I love the Ms. Marvel comic books. Specifically, I've read the ones by G. Willow Wilson, but I want to read some other ones by another author. So I'm hoping to read some of those next month, or not next month, this month, April. Oh, and April, there's a bunch of things happening in April. For one, it's Drop Everything and Read Month, which is inspired by Beverly Cleary and her Ramona books. And so people are encouraged to drop everything and read frequently throughout the month of April. So if you're listening to this, unless you're driving, drop everything and read right now. Figure out how to fit some more reading into your life. Another thing that's happening in April is that it is National Poetry Month. So it's a fun time to try out some new poetry. Maybe find a new poet that you've never read before and read some poems. Or you can go to like poets.org and read some poems online. They actually have some poems on there too, where you can listen to them, read the poems. And April is also Arab American Heritage Month. So we're going to have a nice display at the library for that, featuring books by and about people with Arab American heritage. So yeah, so many things happening. Plus it's Earth Day in April. So you can do some fun stuff to show some care for the earth. Hooray. But anyways, on that note, we're out of time for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Bye.
This rhythm we call the Kusum beat. Now Here we go with it. Let's go. Yeah.